From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. One thing that took a hit during the pandemic was volunteering. Here in Birmingham, that includes the number of volunteers with the infant cuddling program at St. Vincent's Hospital. But as WBHM's Rithika Samanth reports, the program is making a comeback.
Every Monday at St. Vincent's, 80-year-old Kathy Miller wears a purple set of scrubs and cradles a swaddled bundle.
Goodness gracious. See?
Barely over a foot long, this infant is one of many in the neonatal intensive care unit, or the NICU.
My name legally is Kathy Miller, but up here in the NICU, I'm Kathy Cuddler.
With her custom monogrammed Kathy Cuddler shirt, parents can see right away that their baby is in good hands. Miller helped start the hospital's infant cuddling program in 2016. The program provides NICU babies with something essential to their care, therapeutic human touch.
All babies need to feel touch. People need to feel touch.
That's Tammy Tucker, a veteran nurse with 41 years of experience. She's a part of the team that brought the St. Vincent's program to life. Ongoing research shows these cuddling programs generally decrease how long babies stay in the NICU. The infants gain weight too. Having volunteers helps nurses as they attend to NICU babies, which is why it was such a setback when the pandemic put the program on pause for nearly 3 years. Only hospital staff were allowed in the wards. Infant cuddlers were only able to re-enter upon being fully vaccinated after COVID-19 restrictions were lightened. That was only 4 months ago.
Really missed them during COVID. I don't know how many times they reached out to, Kathy reached out to me, how are y'all doing? And we're like, oh, you have no idea how much we miss you.
The program used to have nearly 30 volunteers, but the numbers are still down. Formal volunteering in Alabama and across the country dropped 7% from 2017 to 2021, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. It could take a while to increase those numbers. Only those who have volunteered at St. Vincent's for 6 months and who undergo therapeutic touch training and a shadowing process may bear the title infant cuddler.
This is not just they come in and they're snuggling babies. They're knowing what to look for. And that's why people have to be trained and know those things, because if you're not trained, you don't need to be doing it.
The NICU largely cares for premature infants, but has a number of babies born to mothers with substance use disorders. The regular touch and attention seems to help the babies as they wean off their addictions. The hope is to set children up for a better future.
This really is more than just cuddling a baby. We want to make sure that they have the best start possible.
The return to normalcy in the NICU has been a gift. Kathy Miller looks forward to it every week and says the program is something special.
We take more home with us than we bring. My husband will say, are you cuddling today? And I'll say yes. He said, oh, good, we'll have a good afternoon.
With St. Vincent's infant cuddling program growing again, there can be many good afternoons ahead for Miller.
We're here. You're the star. You're the star, baby.
Rithika Samanth, WBHM.
Ascension St. Vincent's is a program sponsor of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.